Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking in the book of Luke, chapter number 15, and we've been looking at the prodigal son's older brother. Now, we're very familiar with the prodigal son, that scandalous, self-willed, sinful son. But not a whole lot is said about the older brother, the elder brother, but yet almost an equal amount of time was devoted in the parable that Christ spoke to those gathered about. You see, there were two groups that were gathered. There were the publicans and sinners, and Christ had chosen to eat with them, and as a result of that had caused quite an uproar. And of course, that sinful son was directed toward the publicans and sinners, that if they would come to themselves and turn to the Father, he would receive them with open arms. And then this second son, the older son, this was a picture and type of the Pharisees and the scribes. They, you see, they were sanctimonious. They were self-righteous. And in many cases, they were spiteful and had no use for publicans and sinners or anyone that would soil their robes or their great reputation. And so this week we've looked at this elder brother, and we've looked at what he discovered and the party, the celebration that was going on when he came back from the field, and then the displeasure that he showed, and then his disposition, how that he was full of self-righteousness and resentment toward the Father. He was resentful toward the Father and said so, "This thy son, and what you've done, and thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." But I want to close this thought with his decision, or at least his seeming decision. Verse 31 says, "And he said unto him," son, this is the Father speaking, "son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine." Now, this was speaking literally, because if you go back to verse 12, the Bible says that this father divided unto them his living. In other words, he was going to live on there on the farm, but he divided between the two. And the younger son, I guess, said, "I'll take the cash." The older son, I'll keep the livestock and the farm, whatever. But they divided it up. And he said to him, "All that I have is thine." Well, this was an illustration of how much the father loved that older son. He said, "Son, I don't have anything. It's all yours. I've given you everything that I have. All that I have is thine." The prodigal has squandered his. "All that I have is thine." So we see in this decision how this young man was loved. He was loved by the Father in spite of his sanctimonious, self-righteous, spiteful attitude. He was still loved by the Father. And the Father gave him every opportunity to come and to receive the younger brother, if he only would. Verse 32, the Father goes on to explain and says, "It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother." Now, he had denied that. He said, "This thy son was come home." Well, he denied him being his brother, but he said, "This thy brother was dead and is alive, and was lost and is found." This is twice that the Father has used these terms, these opposing terms, in describing the condition of this young sinful brother. He was dead and alive, lost and found. Understand what's going on here. The die was not cast when Jesus told this story. The Jews had not completely rejected Christ, and the door was not yet shut, but would be. Israel was the elder brother and occupied a special place in the heart of God, but they shut themselves out because of the meanness of their spirit, and that was what the elder brother was about to do. And so the story is left open-ended, but we know how the story ultimately turned out. How will your story turn out? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak to some heart today in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.